Now, when it was reported to Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem the Arab, and to the rest of our enemies that I had rebuilt the wall, and that no breach was left in it, although at that time I had not installed the doors and the gates, Sanballat and Geshem sent a message to me, saying, "Come, let's meet together at Chephirim in the plain of Ono." But they were plotting to harm me. So I sent messengers to them, say, "I am doing a great work and am unable to come down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and come down to you?" Then they sent messages to me, four times worded in this way, and I answered them with the same wording. Then Sanballat sent his servant to me in the same way a fifth time, with an open letter in his hand. And it was written, "It is reported among the nations, and Geshem says that you and the Jews intend to rebel. For that reason, you are rebuilding the wall, and you are to be their king. According to these reports, you have also appointed prophets to proclaim in Jerusalem concerning you. A king is in Judah, and now it will be reported to the king according to these reports. So come now, let's consult together." Then I sent a message to him saying, "Nothing like these things that you are saying has been done, but you are inventing them in your own mind. For all of them were trying to frighten us, thinking they will become discouraged with the work, and it will not be done. But now God strengthened my hands when I entered the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, son of Meribel, who was confined at home. He said, 'Let's meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let's close the doors of the temple, for they are coming to kill you, and they are coming to kill you at night.' But I said, 'Should a man like me flee? And who is there like me who would go to the temple to save his own life? I will not go in.' Then I realized that God certainly had not sent him, but he uttered his prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. He was hired for this reason, that I would become frightened and act accordingly and sin, so that they might have an evil report in order that they could taunt me. In accordance with these works of theirs. And also Noadiah the prophetess and the rest of the prophets who were trying to frighten me. So the wall was completed on the 25th of the month Elul in 52 days. When all our enemies heard about it and all the nations surrounding us saw it, they lost their confidence. Work had been accomplished with the help of our God also. In those days, many letters went from the nobles of Judah to Tobiah, and Tobiah's letters came to them. For many in Judah were bound by oath to him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Aaron. His son Jehonan had married the daughter of Meshulam, the son of Berechiah. Moreover, they were speaking about his good deeds in my presence, and were reporting my words to him. Then Tobiah sent letters to frighten me.